News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
Good morning. It is 6 minutes after 7 o'clock now. FM Talk 106.5 with Mobile Mornings. Yeah, if you missed what Dr. Bill had to say about a half hour ago about Hurricane Delta, we've got that on the way here in just a couple of moments.
Yeah, we sure do.
Important information you want to certainly wake up with. And, of course, you want to get to where you're going safely and on time, so let's turn it over to Kane. He's got traffic.
Good morning, everyone, from the TaylorMartino.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department. County and state troopers are clear. Again, the Bayway and the Causeway, it's been a good ride in each direction. Daphne to Mobile. So far from the 1065 split, we've had a couple disabled vehicles along I-10 out towards Rangeline Road, but no new wrecks into roadways. Coming up Saturday night at Deep South Speedway, if the storm keeps away, you'll see nine divisions of race cars running with the 604 and the 602 dirt late models. Find out more on Facebook. Look up Deep South Speedway. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Are you planning a party, special event, wedding, or corporate function? Well, let Neiman's Catering be part of your next event. Hi, I'm Alec Neiman with Neiman's Catering, and we take great pride in helping you with your special event. Our team of professional event planners bring many years of experience to guide you through the process and the event to remember. Call Neiman's Catering today at 473-3900 and let our team be part of your next event. Check out our website at neimanscatering.com. Look us up on Facebook and give us a like. Just remember, Neiman's Catering for all your catering needs. Go Jags!
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy again with scattered showers and afternoon temperatures in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
7:08, FM Talk 106.5, Dan Brennan, Dalton Arwig. Three big things. Governor Ivey issues a state of emergency for coastal Alabama, trying to get in front of everything, right? Good move. Hurricane Delta expected to make landfall in Louisiana late Friday night, maybe Friday afternoon. Dr. Bill with more on that here in a moment. Pence and Harris to debate tonight. You can check out these stories online as well at fmtalk1065.com. So we spoke with Dr. Bill. We were a bit on pins and needles.
But we are so often when we talk to Dr. Bill.
When we talk to Dr. Bill, we're on pins and needles. That all goes together, right? Especially in 2020, especially this month. Anyway, we did notice that the cone, which is still a cone, it's not, you know, it's not a path, it's just a cone of where the path may be. It shifted a little bit to the west yesterday afternoon, and Dr. Bill kind of took it from there this morning. Here's what he had to say.
Right now, the center of Delta is over the northeastern portion of Yucatan. It was up yesterday to 145 miles per hour. It has decreased. It may have gone through an eye wall replacement cycle in which a new eye wall forms, the old one dissipates, and when that happens, the intensity drops down. But now, of course, it's over land, but in a short time, it will be over the Gulf of Mexico, and it will most likely increase in intensity again. And we'll continue to track to the northwest. We now expect tomorrow that it'll be over the western, or let's call it the west central Gulf of Mexico, and making a turn to the north. And it will move back up to a major hurricane, possibly up as possibly a Category 4, around 130 miles per hour. It'll be making that turn, and then on Friday, it now looks like it will move into Louisiana, and right now we're looking at late afternoon on Friday, and it should make landfall about midway on the Louisiana coast, and then track up into southwestern Mississippi very early Saturday morning, and then continue to track up through Mississippi and then into Tennessee on Sunday. So the hurricane force winds will be confined pretty much to Louisiana, over fairly close to and possibly just touching New Orleans. And in our area, if the storm does move into central coast of Louisiana, we can expect some gusty winds for Friday and Saturday, mainly gusts up around 35 or 40 miles per hour. and most of the time in the range of 25 to 30. And we will expect some showers on Friday and Saturday, possibly heavy showers at times, and we'll likely pick up at least a couple of inches or maybe a little more than that of rainfall during the passage of the storm. Now, the storm, as it moves through Louisiana, will be moving a lot faster than Sally. Right now, it's up around 17 miles per hour and probably will be close to that as it moves through Louisiana and then into Mississippi. So that cuts down on the amount of rain, and it also means the duration of those stronger winds will be much shorter. But right now, we don't expect any hurricane-force winds in Mobile. We may see some gusts up around hurricane force in the New Orleans area, but most of the real strong winds will be over in central Louisiana.
You know, until it's here, until it's on the coastline, anything, you know, all bets are completely off. So let's just stay prepared.
Yeah, Sally was a reminder of that, wasn't it? That even
big
if you
time.
Don't think you're going to be affected by the storm, things can change. And Dr. Bill did sound pretty confident in the current track, which has the storm going over Louisiana. But still, you know, Mother Nature, you never really know. And Governor Ivey not taking any, I guess, risks either this time.
Not at all. I mean, days in advance to kind of make that declaration.
Yeah, because word was that right before Hurricane Sally, some leaders in Baldwin County asked the governor's office for a mandatory evacuation before Sally hit the coast. The governor's office said no then, but yesterday the governor proclaiming a state of emergency and mandatory evacuation. And in the actual order, there's a lot of whereas. Earlier today, I proclaimed the existence, you know, they put whereas and now therefore in a lot of the official order.
Yeah, it's like, is it this thing written in olden times?
I think it is, with those judges with the white curly hair.
Yeah.
I guess Ivy does have white curly hair, but I think that is actually hers, not a wig.
Not a wig.
Not sure about that, but starting this morning,
that's a wig. I take it back.
Starting this morning at 7, so about 12 minutes ago, they said all covered persons in the covered areas shall immediately evacuate themselves from the covered areas until this order is rescinded or modified in writing. And they said, for the purposes of this section, covered persons means any person in the covered areas who does not possess a hurricane pass or decal. So, what are the covered areas? According to the state of Alabama, the town of Dauphin Island is one of those covered areas, and all locations in Baldwin County south of the Gulf Intracoastal Waterway, including Fort Morgan, the city of Gulf Shores, the city of Orange Beach, and Ono Island. So Dauphin Island, Gulf Shores, Orange Beach, Ono Island, Fort Morgan, unless you have a home there, a hurricane pass or a decal, if you're just a tourist, you got to get out, and we're supposed to start getting out by about 13 minutes ago, according to the governor.
Mm-hmm. So I had the friends, it's the son of friends of mine from Columbus, Georgia, and he now has a young family, and they came from Austin, Texas, and they were at the Gulf when Sally came.
Mm.
And they went up to Columbus, Georgia to his mother's house, you know, to get out of the way of Sally.
Right.
And then it was days, maybe even a week and a half before he could come back down here, get his things out of the room, because they left thinking they were going to come back.
Yeah.
See? So they didn't pack everything up, and they were going to be there for like 2 weeks. So they had plenty of things all laid out in the condo. I don't know how that all worked out, but man, you think about you're on vacation and suddenly you got to get out of here.
Yeah, you got to figure out how you're going to get back down and
yep.
get that stuff, too.
Yeah.
That's a crazy
yeah.
story, and I think a lot of people probably have a similar story from Hurricane
right.
Sally. If you are preparing for the storm, which, again, we encourage after what happened with Hurricane Sally, but some of our towns, cities are giving out sand for sandbags and picking up debris from Hurricane Sally, because you think if Hurricane Delta were to hit us and hit us pretty hard, a lot of that debris that's still out by the side of the road then becomes flying projectiles.
Unbelievable. The whole concept is blowing my mind.
So first off, they're asking if you do have piles of debris to put some heavy stuff on top of it to limit some of that stuff flying around. But they are giving out sand. The city of Foley at the Public Works Department, beginning tomorrow at 6 a.m., they're going to have free sand and bags available to Foley residents. Escambia County, Florida has, about 9 different locations where you can pick up sand for sandbags. And then the city of Mobile Mobile, they're taking bagged debris. They have bagged debris drop-off sites beginning tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. That's at the James Seals Community Center on Texas Street and at Langan Municipal Park on Ziegler Boulevard. Said you could drop off bags of yard debris beginning tomorrow through Friday from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. They're going to have a trailer in the parking lot to drop off that bagged yard debris. And also at Langan, they're going to have a sandbag filling station there on Ziegler Boulevard. They said citizens will be able to fill their own sandbags at that location. So if you're preparing as if the storm were to strike us, that's where you could pick up some sand.
I could take my bagged debris to Texas Street, but that would just mean I was going for a ride. Ziegler's a lot closer, so I'll go there. And also now, if I get those bags off my lawn, that might be two... That might be two less places that are completely brown in a couple of weeks. Two little spots on my lawn that I've saved by taking those bags away.
It seems like that happens so quickly. The lawn dies underneath. I mean, you could put that debris out there for 10 minutes and have someone remove it, and it would be as dead as if you'd poured gasoline over that part of the yard.
The frail lawns of Mobile, Alabama. More on that? No, not really. We do have Auburn Sports Today. That is straight ahead on FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, it's Kirk Herbstreit. Look, the game has changed, but here's one thing that hasn't. To win at the highest level, you have to be able to recruit. There's just no getting around it. C Spire Business knows that. They give you an influx of top talent to help your business win, from IT and cloud support to 24/7 assistance, because the greatest game plan in the world won't work if you don't have the team you need to run it. C Spire Business, what it takes to win. Go to cspirebusiness.com.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A mandatory evacuation order for visitors on the Alabama Gulf Coast takes effect at 7 o'clock this morning. Governor Kay Ivey has ordered all visitors to leave Orange Beach, Gulf Shores, Fort Morgan, and Dolphin Island ahead of Hurricane Delta. The decision to order the evacuation and issue a state of emergency comes as the Alabama Gulf Coast is still reeling from Hurricane Sally, which made landfall in Baldwin County 3 weeks ago today. Spanish Fort Mayor Mike McMillan will keep his job. McMillan won 58% of the vote in a runoff election on Tuesday, defeating challenger Rebecca Cornelius despite allegations that McMillan slapped a city employee. McMillan is facing a criminal harassment charge. His trial is set to begin next week. A body was found burning inside a bonfire in Clark County last night. The fire was burning on Walker Springs Road in the Gainstown community near Jackson. Sheriff's Office is investigating the death as a homicide. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas fireplace and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy, she's real nice, and get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
Hi, I'm Martin Andrews with eGuarantee Title Company, LLC. We are excited to talk to the FM Talk 106.5 audience about what we do. Our team has been delivering proactive solutions for your real estate closing needs in Mobile and Baldwin counties for over 50 years. And our employees have over 300 years of combined experience. Our clients appreciate our flexibility in accommodating them with their busy schedules. So let us make the process easier for you. The Guarantee Title Company. We guarantee title. That's what we do.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig, and right now it is time for Auburn Sports Today. It is brought to you by Bryant Bank.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
Auburn football practices again today to prepare for Saturday's battle against Arkansas. Gus Malzahn scouts the Hogs, who are coming off a 21-14 upset win at Mississippi State.
They had a huge, really a big-time win against a ranked team on the road. Very impressive when you watch them on film, you know, defensively. Their defense coordinator, Barry Odom, what he did against that that offense that set SEC all-time records a week before, he deserves two Coach of the Week awards with everything that he did with that. You look at their defense, they forced six turnovers the first two games. I think they're second in the league in red zone defense. And then, of course, their linebacker, Bumper Pool, I think he's leading the league in tackles and having 20 last week. I mean, that was really, really unbelievable to watch. Offensively, I've always been impressed with Felipe Franks and the way that he's playing and running the offense. Very impressed with when he gets outside the pocket. He's very accurate, and he can hurt you with his legs too. But like I said, overall, playing a team that's coming off a big win, and you know, but we're glad to be back home and to get, you know, to try to get back on track. You know, looking at this 10-game SEC schedule.
Kickoff for Auburn and Arkansas set for just after 3 p.m. Saturday. The forecast calls for rain, storms, so we'll keep an eye on that throughout the week. Protect your cars, home, life, and business with Alpha. Find your local agent at alphainsurance.com. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
So, that'll be a foot-long club sub and a drink?
That's it.
Cash or card?
Neither.
Wow, that was quick.
Yeah, I just started using Apple Pay with my Bryant Bank debit card. It's faster than using a card, and I don't have to get my wallet out.
Is that secure?
Yeah, it's actually the safest way to pay. Your debit card number is never exposed, so it makes fraud virtually impossible.
Oh, I don't have an iPhone, so it wouldn't work for me anyway.
Bryant Bank supports Google Pay, Samsung Pay, and Fitbit Pay, too, so they have you covered no matter what.
Member FDIC.
This information update brought to you by CPC Office Technology. All things copiers, all things service, CPC Office Technologies, cpctech.com, phone 251-300-2695.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s, and then tomorrow, mostly cloudy again with scattered showers. Afternoon temperatures in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Baldwin EMC reminds everyone to take precautions during and after hurricanes and offers these tips for safety during power outages. If you use a generator, keep it outside. Using generators inside can have tragic consequences. Fumes produced can lead to carbon monoxide poisoning. Generators should only be used in well-ventilated areas outside the home. Never connect a portable generator to your home's wiring. Connect it only to appliances and only use approved, properly sized power cords. For more safety tips, go to BaldwinEMC.com.
This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars. Right now, our country and beloved city is trying to navigate through uncertain times, and I have no doubt that we as Mobilians will make it through stronger than ever. In order to do that, we need to come together, help and support one another. Being a family-owned business, we rely on the support of our local community and customers to keep our business moving forward. At Classic Cars, we're open for business in both our sales and service departments, and we are not alone. Throughout our city, locally owned and small businesses are what makes the great city of Mobile great and unique. And the people that work at these places are the backbone of these businesses and what keeps them moving forward. From all of us at Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, we'd like to ask you to make an effort and continue to shop locally. Support all of Mobile's small businesses from clothing stores, restaurants, radio stations, and everything in between. And together, let's all keep Mobile moving forward.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content. Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5, turning up your voice.
From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, we do have an accident westbound I-10 at the 65 split. It has traffic backed up almost to Range Line Road, so be patient through there. Wreckers have been called out. Seeing a lot of radar I-10 eastbound, also towards the tunnels, but the Bayway and the Causeway and coming in from Daphne and Spanish Fort, we're clear. Lotus CBD and Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street across from the golf course. They offer all things hemp. If you suffer from anxiety, depression, maybe back pain like I do, you may receive a leaf with Lotus CBD products now on Facebook and Instagram and with curbside service. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the local talk just getting started with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig in the morning. We start at 6 o'clock, and of course, you know, we're going to go over some local elections. If you've been listening to Jeff Ford lately, not only is he so well connected to people around the state, really, in some cases, national figures from Fox News, or people you've seen on Fox News, he really kind of drills down to with municipal elections, local issues. Pretty cool stuff. And, of course, you know what Sean does at noon, but you got Jeff Poore. He will be on beginning at 9 o'clock this morning, 9 to noon, and then Sean Sullivan, who is as uber local as you can be, begins at noon again today.
Yeah, it's so important to know what's going on locally, whether it's just local issues or the elections for some local politicians. And we certainly had that yesterday with more local municipal elections, the runoffs yesterday.
Yeah, and in fact, you'll get to the Daphne elections, the election. Both of those candidates were on Jeff's show yesterday, giving it one more shot. In Mobile County yesterday, Chickasaw mayor's been decided. Barry Broadhead defeated William Bill Vellon. And in Pritchard, Mayor Jimmy Gardner remains the mayor. He defeated Councilman Lorenzo Martin.
Yeah, and in Daphne, Robin Lejeune had the largest margin of victory of any mayoral candidate yesterday. Robin Lejeune defeats Steve Carey with 63% of the vote to Carey's 37% of the vote. And then in the Spanish Fort mayoral race, incumbent Mike McMillan defeated challenger Rebecca Cornelius McMillan, getting 58% of the vote to Cornelius's 42% of the vote. Also, some city council races decided yesterday in Spanish Fort. Shane Perry defeated Wanda Finch for Spanish Fort City Council District 3. And in the Pritchard City Council, we had two races. District 1 went to Annie Williams and District 4 to George McCall Jr.
And we will have newly elected Mayor Robin Lejeune on from Daphne. He'll be joining us in the 8 o'clock hour, when we'll also turn up your voice at 343-0106. That's also our text line if you want to leave us a little note there, a little breadcrumb of what you're thinking. That's fine. And from Robin Lejeune, I think the main thing I'm going to find out from is it Lejeune? Like, just normally just use the J, you know? Or is it Lejeune?
How much flavor do you put on that last name?
Well, we'll find out that, among other things. Robin Lejeune from Daphne, the new mayor there, coming up a little after 8 o'clock on FM Talk 106.5 with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A mandatory evacuation order for visitors on the Alabama Gulf Coast takes effect at 7 o'clock this morning. Governor Kay Ivey has ordered all visitors to leave Orange Beach, Gulf Shores, Fort Morgan, and Dolphin Island ahead of Hurricane Delta. The decision to order the evacuation and issue a state of emergency comes as the Alabama Gulf Coast is still reeling from Hurricane Sally, which made landfall in Baldwin County 3 weeks ago today. Spanish Fort Mayor Mike McMillan will keep his job. McMillan won 58% of the vote in a runoff election on Tuesday, defeating challenger Rebecca Cornelius despite allegations that McMillan slapped a city employee. McMillan is facing a criminal harassment charge. His trial is set to begin next week. A body was found burning inside a bonfire in Clark County last night. The fire was burning on Walker Springs Road in the Gainstown community near Jackson. Sheriff's Office is investigating the death as a homicide. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
So you're moving. You found the perfect house, not too far from town, but now how are you going to get your safe moved? Call Mike Ward's Liberty Safes at 251-479-WARD for a quote. It's what they do. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is your hometown source when it comes to locking up your valuables, and they know how to handle your safe with care. You've got enough to think about. Let Mike Ward's take the worry away. Call 251-479-WARD for a quote today. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt in Mobile. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new poll is bringing good news for Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden as Election Day nears. According to a Monmouth University poll, the former vice president has a 12-point lead over President Trump in Pennsylvania. While campaigning in Gettysburg, the former vice president continues to discuss the importance of masks.
It's estimated that nearly another 210,000 Americans could lose their lives by the end of the year. Let's end the politics and follow the science. Wearing a mask is not a political statement.
Delta has made landfall on the eastern Yucatan Peninsula as a downgraded Category 1 hurricane. Delta is expected to reach Louisiana late Friday or early Saturday. The Texas Gulf Coast could also see flooding. This is USA Radio News.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Apple next week will host another new product launch. Analysts expect Apple to unveil new 5G iPhones. 5G being a next-generation network that promises fast data speeds. The speculation is that Apple will unveil four new iPhone 12 models next Tuesday, including two regular iPhone 12 devices and two iPhone 12 Pro models. Mondelez is reallocating some funds originally allocated for travel, consulting, and real estate to boost the snack maker's marketing. And the company for the first time will spend the majority of its ad dollars on digital channels instead of on TV commercials. The owner of Oreos, Cadbury, and Ritz Crackers cut its marketing spending at the start of the pandemic to bring down costs. Now it's reversing course, trying to hold on to recent sales gains in North America. Overall, ad budgets are still expected to decline this year. Crude oil sharply lower, down $1.09 at $39.58 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a higher open. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Good call or bad call, officials always have the final say in sports. And at Alpha Insurance, we know it's important for you to have the final say on the insurance plan we build for you. You'll have peace of mind knowing we'll work hard to get you the lowest rates and best discounts available. Alpha Insurance, always a good call. In Daphne or on the Eastern Shore, call Morgan Bradley at 626-3383 or stop by just off Highway 98 in Fountain Square.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At 7:35, Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig, and always great to hear your voice, Dr. Bill. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Dan.
How's cleanup in Baldwin County, and specifically your neighborhood? And
still going on.
Yeah, I know it is. Yeah, I know it is. Boy, it's so much to take care of, and of course, all those exposed properties and buildings and downed homes that are just about flattened. I have a friend that happened to them. So a lot going on, and of course now we're so concerned with Hurricane Delta. We'll get to that. Let's take it day by day, Doc.
We're going to start out pretty good, mostly sunny today, and it's going to be warmer. Yesterday we got up to 78 degrees, and today looks like we could get up as high as 85. Now, the normal temperature for this time of the year is 82, so we get up to 85, we'll be above normal, but a lot of sunshine today. Tonight, though, the clouds move in, and we'll see a low in the 70s, around 75 tonight, and then tomorrow will be mostly cloudy with scattered showers. And we'll get into the 80s, possibly up around 84 degrees for tomorrow. Now, after that, we start to feel the effects of the hurricane. The hurricane will be, we'll talk about that in detail in a moment, but it'll be out in the Gulf, and we'll be approaching the coast of Louisiana on Friday. So Thursday, mostly cloudy, a good chance for some shower activity, high in the mid-80s. And then Friday, mostly cloudy and windy with showers. And the high temperature will be in the lower 80s. Saturday, windy again with showers and high of 82. And then things improve on Sunday, mostly sunny with a few showers, and high temperatures will be in the lower 80s. So Friday and Saturday looks like the time that we'll be faced with the effects of the hurricane. And that hurricane, now Delta, has made landfall in the Yucatan Peninsula, the northernmost portion of the peninsula. It has lost some intensity, and yesterday it was up to 145 miles an hour. Now it's down to 105, but it'll be moving out into the Gulf in the next few hours, and we'll continue on a northwest track. And then tomorrow it will be over the west central portion of the Gulf of Mexico and begin a turn to the north. It also should increase intensity and possibly back up to a Category 4. Around 130 miles per hour. It'll continue to the north and then to the northeast, and right now we're looking at a landfall on the Louisiana coast, most likely sort of the central portion of the Louisiana coast, and at that time it will be a major hurricane, most likely a Category 3, around 115, 120 miles per hour, and then we'll continue across Louisiana into southwest Mississippi early Saturday. And it'll spend most of Saturday rapidly moving up the state of Mississippi and then into Tennessee on Sunday. It will be on the eastern fringe, far enough away, if that track holds. We'll be on the easternmost fringe, and the best I expect now would be winds of, say, 30 to 40 in gusts. So that's not bad compared to what we experienced from Sally. And we'll have periods of heavy rain, particularly Friday night and on into Saturday, and so gusty winds and periods of heavy rain Friday night and most of Saturday, and then an improvement on Sunday.
Dr. Bill, we talked a lot about the uncertainty of Hurricane Sally as it made its way slowly to the Gulf Coast. How confident are you right now in the track you just laid out for us for Hurricane Delta?
Yeah, the track looks pretty good right now, and the storm is moving along at a fairly good pace right now at 17 miles per hour, and it may slow down a little bit when it makes its turn, but then it'll begin to accelerate. And so once it gets up to Louisiana, it'll be moving perhaps at 17, maybe a little bit more than that, and that will cut down on the amount of rain because it'll be moving on through faster. So instead of double digit rains, we'll see rains of maybe 4 to 8 inches of rain, particularly close to the track of the storm. And as I mentioned, it may lose a little bit of intensity as it reaches the coast of Louisiana. It'll be going over some cooler water and might experience a little bit of wind shear. But it still will be a strong storm when it reaches the Louisiana coast, and gusts of hurricane force will be felt in southwest Mississippi, particularly close to the Louisiana border. And in the Mississippi coast, we could see some strong gales Friday night and early Saturday. And as I indicated earlier, we may see some gusts here of 30 to 40 miles per hour Friday night and into Saturday. Trees have been weakened, or if there are branches that are still hanging from the trees, they'll probably come down in the gusty winds that we experience. And some of those branches are fairly sizable, particularly the tops of some of the pine trees. So that's mostly what we will see. And, of course, if we do get some very heavy downpours, we could see some flash flooding. We're also going to see an increase in along the coast, somewhat of a storm surge, and we'll have a better idea on that once the storm gets out over the Gulf of Mexico. But we'll likely see maybe a storm surge of 3 feet, maybe a little bit higher than that. But again, once it gets out over the Gulf and we look at the intensity of the storm, we have a better idea about what kind of surge we expected. Very small, compact storm. And the tendency is when they are small like that, that they do increase rather rapidly. The eye was extremely small. It got down to about 4 to 5 miles. That's very, very small, but it's an indication of the intensity of the storm. It looks like it may have undergone an eye wall replacement cycle in which the interior, the eye, collapses and a new one forms at a larger diameter. And during that period of time, the whole storm decreases in intensity. And that may have occurred as it approached Yucatan. Now it's going over land, but once it gets out over the Gulf, it'll start to rebuild again. It may be a little bit larger by the time it reaches, and that is the overall size, may be a little larger when it reaches the coast of Louisiana. We can't rule totally out that the storm could change its track and move a little bit to the east. That is possible. It all depends upon when it makes that turn. If it goes according to the models here, that we're going to be okay. If it should start to make its turn early, then it could that track could bring it closer to New Orleans or possibly to the Mississippi coast, and things would change certainly in our area. But right now, we're looking pretty good with that storm staying over in central Louisiana. The gusty winds will begin on Friday, start in the morning on Friday, and increase through the day Friday night, and at least through the first half, if not all of Saturday. But certainly the first half of Saturday, we'll see the peak gusts of perhaps 30 to 40 miles per hour in our area. Most of the time, the winds will be around 25 to 30. And we could see a little bit higher gusts down along the coast.
Thank you, Dr. Bill. We appreciate your time, Doc.
Okay, Dan.
You got it. It is 7:43. That's Dr. Bill Williams, FM Talk 106.5, Chief Staff Meteorologist.
Mm-hmm. Always great to hear from Dr. Bill, especially when there is a storm heading towards our area. And thankful right now that at least the track, as we see it, is going westward, just like Dr. Bill said. And hopefully it does not move any further eastward, because that could put us in more danger.
17 till 8 o'clock, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings.
There are millions of reasons to love a pet and a million more to love a shelter pet. And to spread more love, Kobe Subaru is celebrating October 22nd as our second annual Make a Dog's Day by inviting you to do something extra special for your favorite dog. Kobe Subaru will donate $100 to the Animal Rescue Foundation for every dog or cat that is adopted this month. It's one of the many ways we're keeping our love promised. Subaru, more than a car company. And remember, at Kobe, it's all about you.
It's all about you.
Hi, this is Cam Marston, host of What's Working, and I'm holding my bottle of full-spectrum water-soluble CBD that I bought from Joe Brown at your CBD store of West Mobile. I've put it in my coffee every day since I interviewed Joe and learned the value of CBD. Joe now offers personal shopping, curbside pickup, and free delivery. Find your CBD store of West Mobile on Facebook and give him a call.
Call Joe Brown at your CBD store of West Mobile, 260-3223.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion. Plus, your replies. Find us at twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning from the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. One of our Twitter followers say it's a parking lot on the interstate. I-10 eastbound right before the 65 split. They've just got the vehicles moved out of the roadway, but it is slow. It's backing up traffic past Range Line Road, so be patient through there. No new wrecks into roadways. Lambert's Cafe, home of the Thrilled Rolls, Highway 59 in Foley. Get you covered for lunch today with a great home-style cooking, and the lunch specials are back. See them online at ThrilledRolls.com for today's special. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Boy, that does not sound good at the merging interstates this morning.
No.
What a big problem there, huh?
Traffic backed up for miles, like Kane just said, right there. I-10 eastbound at the northbound 65 exit or on-ramp.
Know it
whatever
well.
Whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, you're getting a good look at it right now because you're not moving. If you're there, you can paint a picture of it and get at your easel. Sorry about that. At least Kane's got the information and you can find another way, maybe Highway 90 or you'll figure it out. Crews in Baldwin County, they've got quite the, and we know this, though I haven't crossed the bay since Sally, but I know that it's really bad over there. Piles of debris could cause dangerous problems in Baldwin County later this week, depending on what Delta wants to do. Obviously, we don't need that mess, and maybe now we're going to get that break where Delta's going to be further to the west. But in any event, Terry Graham, he's the Baldwin County Solid Waste Director, he says it will take months for all the current debris to be removed, and I can see that. I mean, the manpower, the amount of trucks that you can put on the road at one time to take care of all this, if it looks anything like the way I'm imagining, I get it. It's going to take a while. Everybody's got to be patient.
Yeah, of course. There's just so much for them to pick up over there. Even here in Mobile County, which had a lot less damage overall than Baldwin County, it's going to take a long time to pick up all the debris on this side of the bay. But especially now, and the way I understand it, in Baldwin County, I think they had the debris trucks, the trash trucks going around and picking up from different neighborhoods and different areas in Baldwin County. And then they kind of refocused their efforts yesterday with the governor calling for a mandatory evacuation to make sure that those evacuation routes were as safe as possible by picking up the debris there. So we'll see. I wonder how many people are evacuating from those areas, Dauphin Island and then in Baldwin County, basically everyone south of the Intracoastal Highway, how many tourists were down there. I can't imagine as many as you would normally see after Hurricane Sally came through, but they started removing the debris on those evacuation routes to make those as safe as possible.
Crazy.
Yeah, very crazy. And then some big news yesterday, the Mobile City Council. We've been talking about this for a couple weeks, but yesterday they did approve a pay raise that'll take effect after the city elections in 2021. It's pay raises for the Mobile City Council and the mayor of Mobile, who, of course, is currently Mayor Sandy Stimson. The pay for city council members will jump from about $19,800 a year to right around $25,000 a year, and their per-meeting payments from $175 to $300. And the mayor's pay now jumping from $89,000 to $125,000 a year, which puts that a little bit more on par with some of the what the mayors get paid in Montgomery and Birmingham and Huntsville, some of the other major cities in the state of Alabama. But that was approved yesterday, 5-2 vote. Bess Rich and John Williams voted no.
And it's funny that you get paid a certain salary for this part-time job, and that's fine. It's an important job. And then we will pay you, hey, man, if you show up,
yeah,
we'll pay you more for every time you show up. Which you think, if you're already getting paid for the job, it would be assumed that you were going to show up.
Yeah, you would think so. But I guess that's even more incentive to show up to as many meetings as possible, which they're supposed to hold at least 48 a year. They can, of course, hold more, and sometimes we've seen them do two in a week.
Okay. And good morning to all the lazy councilmen out there. 748 FM Talk 106.5. Dalton's got sports on the way.
Yeah, Hurricane Delta causing a schedule change for this week's SEC football matchups, and the Atlanta Braves stay hot at the plate in the National League Division Series. I've got more coming up in sports.
Braves looking good.
During this back-to-school time, when so many of our children will be walking to and from school, the caring staff of Mobile Nursing and Rehabilitation Center at Cody and Greelot Roads in West Mobile reminds drivers that pedestrians are one of the most serious hazards you can face as a driver. Slow down and watch carefully as you approach congested school zones. Watch for the flashing lights of school buses that signal you to stop. Keep your eyes on the road. Don't text while driving. A message from the caring staff of Mobile Nursing and Rehabilitation Center at Cody and Greelot Roads in West Mobile.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A mandatory evacuation order for visitors on the Alabama Gulf Coast takes effect at 7 o'clock this morning. Governor Kay Ivey has ordered all visitors to leave Orange Beach, Gulf Shores, Fort Morgan, and Dauphin Island ahead of Hurricane Delta. The decision to order the evacuation and issue a state of emergency comes as the Alabama Gulf Coast is still reeling from Hurricane Sally, which made landfall in Baldwin County 3 weeks ago today. Spanish Fort Mayor Mike McMillan McMillan will keep his job. McMillan won 58% of the vote in a runoff election on Tuesday, defeating challenger Rebecca Cornelius despite allegations that McMillan slapped a city employee. McMillan is facing a criminal harassment charge. His trial is set to begin next week. A body was found burning inside a bonfire in Clark County last night. The fire was burning on Walker Springs Road in the Gainstown community near Jackson. Sheriff's Office is investigating the death as a homicide. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Good morning. 10 minutes till 8 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Atlanta Braves are off to a great start in the National League Division Series.
Acuna squares one up and sends one to deep right center field. Back and well gone. Another leadoff home run for Ronald Acuna Jr.
That leadoff bomb from Acuna. Acuna helped the Braves grab an early, helped the Braves grab an early 1-0 lead, but the play of the game came from the bat of catcher and cleanup hitter Travis d'Arnaud in a 6-run seventh inning.
Swinging away, deep center field, back towards the wall, Sierra at the track, it's gone! Travis d'Arnaud delivers, and the Braves have taken the lead in the seventh.
Those calls from Fox Sports 1. The Braves still undefeated in the 2020 playoffs. Game 2 of the 5-game series begins this afternoon at 1. Ian Anderson expected to start for the Braves, while right-hander Pablo Lopez likely to make his postseason debut for the Marlins. The Houston Astros remain undefeated through this year's playoffs after beating Oakland 5-2. Astros now lead the A's 2-0 in their best-of-5 ALDS. Tampa Bay hit 4 home runs to beat the Yankees last night 7-5. That ties their ALDS at 1 game apiece. And in the final game of the night, the LA Dodgers stayed perfect in the 2020 postseason with a 5-1 win over San Diego. Game 2 in that series is tonight. Hurricane Delta has brought a number of schedule changes to Alabama high school football. Most of the schools in Mobile and Baldwin counties are set to play tomorrow night rather than Friday. And now it's reportedly already cutting into Saturday's SEC schedule. The LSU Tigers were set to host Missouri this Saturday night in Baton Rouge. Because the hurricane is currently barreling towards Louisiana, both Tigers teams made the wise decision to play in Columbia, Missouri instead. Eric Blum of the Columbia Daily Tribune broke this story. He said the SEC expected to make an official announcement regarding the venue and time change of the contest at 9 this morning. Game time was reportedly moved up from the originally scheduled nighttime start to 11 a.m. SEC also says they're monitoring the storm and how it could affect the Alabama-Ole Miss 5 p.m. game in Oxford on Saturday and the Auburn-Arkansas game in Auburn at 3. Looks like Auburn will likely be safe to proceed as scheduled with their game, but in Oxford, storm could be moving through the area as they get set to play at 5 p.m. on Saturday. 753 FM Talk 106.5 at Sports on Mobile Mornings.
Frightening insects are all over the United States of America right now. Well, we already knew that, but some new frightening insects. I don't have an insect news music bed, so it's animal news. Mm. Stick the insects in the animal news, and that's on the way on FM Talk 106.5.
It's Sean Sullivan. Let me just point out that I don't have to get up as early anymore to talk to Larry Kirby at LCM. Larry, is that okay?
Yeah, you know, I'm tired of waking you up every morning anyway.
All right, so check out Larry Kirby and I talking about what's going on at LCM on Midday Mobile this afternoon on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy again with scattered showers and afternoon temperatures in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Auburn fans are truly dedicated to their team, and at T. Batchelor & Son, we are dedicated to your comfort. We have served the Mobile area for over 35 years. We offer quality products and services to accommodate your home and business HVAC needs. To flatten the curve on your energy costs, call the comfort people at 639-9234 for service and installation of your comfort system. Or see us on the web at tbatchelorandson.com. Bryant, whatever it takes. Alabama license number 07208.
A 40-year-old woman is diagnosed with breast cancer, following in her mother's footsteps. She worries about her young daughter's future and her chances of developing the disease. She would like to know more. So would we. At Southern Cancer Center, we don't just treat cancer, we manage your risk. With our certified genetic testing and counseling program, together we can find these answers and create an informed plan for the future. What are your genes telling you? Learn more at SouthernCancerCenter.com.
Good morning from the TaylorMartino.com Traffic Center. Major delays, I-10 eastbound. They've got the accident near northbound 65. Part of the roadway still partially blocked off and has traffic backed up for miles all the way to 90 and approaching Theodore Dawes Road. For now, the Bayway and the Causeway looks good. Still heavy traffic from Dolphin and Moffett in 65. If you have roofing damage from the storm, call on Alliance Roofing in Mobile and Balmy County at 580-ROOF. Licensed, bonded, and insured. They're local. They have teams in the area that can get to you quick. See them at AllianceRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5. Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig with Animal News.
It's a lot of animals in that.
There's a lot. And even way back in there, you couldn't quite hear because it was an insect. Washington state officials are frantically searching for a colony of Asian giant hornets. Have you heard about the giant hornets?
I have.
Also known as murder hornets.
Yeah.
How? Now, they want to get these before the invasive species enters its slaughter phase.
Well, I would appreciate that if they'd get the insect before the slaughter phase.
This is the violent process when these hornets not only kill, but decapitate every bee in a hive.
I've seen these videos.
Have you really?
Yeah.
They take the time to decapitate the bees?
But what the bees do, they band together and kill the hornets themselves. Pretty amazing to watch.
Oh, whoa, what a showdown.
They might lose a soldier to a decapitation or two, but when they all get together, they're able to stop the threat.
Well, like the old saying is, what's a decapitation or two if you win the war, right?
Right.
Anyway, they decapitate the bees. Dalton has seen the video. I have not. This complicates things because farmers depend on the bees for pollinating many of their crops. So this is more than just like, ha-ha, a bee's being decapitated. No, this is an important thing. So they're frantically trying to get to them. And by the way, as their name would suggest, Asian giant hornets are native to countries like China.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, China.
Thought you might say Brazil there.
No, China and Japan and other such countries. So again, China making a donation to our shores here in the year 2020.
Bats, insects, hornets. Can we just ask China to not have any more animals or insects or anything like that?
And we're closing the border to Mexico. It's 7:58 FM Talk 106.5. Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig. And hopefully we will have the incoming mayor of Daphne, Robin Lejeune, on in the 8 o'clock hour when we turn up your voice.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A mandatory evacuation order for visitors on the Alabama Gulf Coast takes effect at 7 o'clock this morning. Governor Kay Ivey has ordered all visitors to leave Orange Beach, Gulf Shores, Fort Morgan, and Dolphin Island ahead of Hurricane Delta. The decision to order the evacuation and issue a state of emergency comes as the Alabama Gulf Coast is still reeling from Hurricane Sally, which made landfall in Baldwin County 3 weeks ago today. Spanish Fort Mayor Mike McMillan will keep his job. McMillan won 58% of the vote in a runoff election on Tuesday, defeating challenger Rebecca Cornelius despite allegations that McMillan slapped a city employee. McMillan is facing a criminal harassment charge. His trial is set to begin next week. A body was found burning inside a bonfire in Clark County last night. The fire was burning on Walker Springs Road in the Gainstown community near Jackson. Sheriff's office is investigating the death as a homicide. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251 251-